Hello, med students. Jennifer Topper, 34. Bradley Haynes, 48. Rachel Cunningham, only 33 years old. Last week, Ohio Survival Flight is based out of one of my current hospitals. It's a little bit windy, a little bit snowy. It's 7 a.m. They're going to pick up a patient, and they crash in the woods in rural Ohio, and they're dead. I can't say that I knew them personally, but when medics and pilots from your city die, working in emergency medicine, it sucks. It hits hard. And I was in my office and I was thinking about all of this and I'm kind of like tearing up after the crash. And I'm going to write an episode in honor of them. And my wife walks in and she basically says, we need to go to the hospital. Her grandma was really sick in the hospital. Out of respect for her family, I'm going to spare some details here. But I'm told that Survival Flight was the company, and as far as I can tell so far, possibly the same flight and crew that transferred my wife's grandmother out of rural Ohio to a tertiary care center here in the city the evening prior to the crash. And I will say that only because of that did she pass surrounded by her family who had just enough time to arrive from out of state because of what was able to be done at the tertiary hospital. Again, that's sparing lots of details. I haven't figured out if it's the same crew yet. As far as I can tell, Ohio Survival Flight has two rigs in central Ohio, and the closest rig to her location was the one that crashed the morning after she was transferred. My family says other local life flights had turned down the transfer, and that because of that, it was a young crew from Survival Flight that took my wife's grandmother to Riverside, where she was able to be kept alive long enough for her family to arrive and say goodbye together. Those medics, that pilot gave that to us, to me, to my wife, to her grandma. She died surrounded by everyone she loved. That's a big deal. Jennifer Topper, Bradley Haynes, and Rachel Cunningham, to me, died heroes. Whether I find out it was them, or if like a shift change had occurred or whatever, or if the other crew that took her, it's kind of like a moot point now, to be honest. To me, they were heroes. Medics are heroes. How often have I had paramedics scoop patients out of God knows what dangerous situation, gang shootings from the side of highways, life flighting through shit weather. I read in 2008, being a flight medic was actually considered one of the most dangerous jobs in America. I just found that out. Multiple crashes every year, even since safety improvements have been made since that time. Medics die not infrequently, actually. And it's not just flight medics. Ambulance crashes with medics in the back performing critical care, that type of thing. Medics are heroes. How often have I received handoff from a medic and I don't even look at them? Our backs to them. The nurses doing charting. I'm looking at the patient's pupils or whatever, and they're trying to give report, and I give them absolutely no attention. I don't even know their name. And I actually respect medics, let alone cases in the ED. And on rotations where medics are actively made to feel like they are inferior, I can't believe you didn't get the sugar. I can't believe you put in an LMA and not a definitive airway. Attitude of superiority from the ED. for all the times I should have told you thank you and that I appreciate what you do. Thank you. You're all heroes to me. There's a term floating around out there, Bafford. Badass fucking emergency room doctor. We get paid a lot, we're smart, we save lives, we look good in our scrubs. In Mel Herbert's keynote 2018 talk at ASAP, he told me I was a fucking superhero. Well, if that's true and I'm a fucking superhero, the medics are mega fucking superheroes. And Rachel, Bradley, and Jennifer were even more so. I'm going to say this here, officially. Paramedics have been and will always be more badass than me. For all of you students of emergency medicine out there, treat your medics with respect. Look them in the eyes when they talk. Ask their names. And know that they are. It's not even close. Some of the coolest people in this specialty. And they do it for a lot less money than you will. In a lot more danger than you will, in my experience with a lot less ego than we typically have. Thank you to our paramedics. Jennifer Topper, 34. Bradley Haynes, 48. Rachel Cunningham, 33 years old. My family thanks you. God. There's not much else to say, really. Out of respect for you and the other medics who have died all over the world while saving lives, please give a moment of silence. Thank you.